This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Stocks were in a slump today, and most analysts are blaming comments that the new Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke made yesterday. The Dow Industrial spent most of the day below the 11,000 mark, but late in the day, stocks managed to recover a bit. The Dow closed at 11,002. That's still down from yesterday. As NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, Bernanke's comments may have been a bit more direct than what investors are used to.
In his remarks, Fed Chairman Bernanke said there is evidence that the economy is finally beginning to decelerate after a long series of interest rate increases. He said consumer spending is slowing, and so is the housing market. But then Bernanke added this.
Core inflation measured over the past 3 to 6 months has reached a level that, if sustained, would be at or above the upper end of the range that many economists, including myself, would consider consistent with price stability and the promotion of maximum long-run growth.
In other words, the economy is weakening, but inflation is still running a bit higher than Bernanke's comfortable with. Bernanke even said the Fed would be vigilant about inflation pressures, which a lot of people took to mean Fed officials intend to keep raising interest rates. That's the kind of message the markets hate to hear, says Chris Varveris, president of Macroeconomic Advisors, a consulting firm.
So the Fed is likely to be in a position to have to tighten further into a slowing economy. And that double whammy just never sits well with the equity markets.
In the wake of Bernanke's comments, the Dow has lost almost 250 points, or more than 2% of its value. This isn't the first time that remarks by Bernanke have shaken the markets. On April 27th, Bernanke told a congressional committee that Fed officials might pause before raising interest rates again to assess where the economy is going. Again, Chris Varveris.
I mean, as an economist, that makes perfect sense to me. And I would not think of it as in any way committing to a pause. He's simply laying out what all the options are. But the markets picked up on pause and they ran with it.
The reaction to Bernanke's remarks may reflect certain stylistic and philosophical differences between the Fed chairman and his predecessor, says David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's. Weiss says Alan Greenspan was famously opaque when he talked about the economy, and investors had to become attuned to the subtlest of comments. But Weiss says Bernanke came into office promising to be more transparent about the Fed's inner workings.
We got so used to trying to read between the lines with Greenspan, I think we have to realize that with Bernanke, there's not really very much between the lines. He's saying what he means. But the problem is we keep trying to overinterpret it because we got used to that with Greenspan.
Weiss says people may simply be reading more into Bernanke's comments yesterday than he intended.
I think actually he's been fairly clear that he's going to let the data decide what the Fed has to do next. And people don't want to accept that. They want to assume that he knows what he's going to do. He doesn't know what he's going to do.
Not everyone agrees with that, and many economists now say the Fed is almost certain to raise rates again later this month. What is clear is that investors are still figuring out how to read the new Fed chairman and how to respond to remarks that are a lot more direct than they're used to. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.